love being surrounded by books. And actually, while we were at the Christchurch Library, there were a number of times we actually looked at other books just sort of for some inspiration for ourselves. They're healthy, inspirational places because, especially in New Zealand, a lot of, say, young people can't exactly travel to Europe or the States, other parts of the world, so you can bring the world to New Zealand through books. Mm. And it's one way of being connected, I guess.
When I was a student, I studied in Sarajevo National Library, which was one of the first targets during the war. More than 3 million books were destroyed and burnt, and the library is still in ruins, hasn't actually been repaired. So it's amazing how, you know, why would you target a library? But libraries are important just as well as, you know, a power company or water company. It's that what makes you human being. It's mm-hmm. books, it's thinking, and it's, you know, you're not just collecting water and surviving. You are actually building yourself, you are enriching yourself, you are doing something that is more than just pure survival. And so I think libraries are, not just because of books, but such a great place where you meet all these other interesting people because you all share common interest, which is books, you know, love for learning, and isn't that wonderful?
Trying to have my way with the women very unsuccessfully. I'm talking about you receiving a creative miracle where you are...
Do you ever get together in events like this and look at each other and think, gosh, you're weird?
Yes, you're weird, but I recognise that weirdness in myself. And how consoling that is, that I'm not the only weirdo.
Trying to have my way with the women very unsuccessfully. I'm talking about you receiving a creative miracle.